Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program about environmental events and issues in southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Earlier this month, the seven largest industrial nations, known as the G7, have agreed to take binding measures to limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius, that's 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, compared to pre-industrial levels. Five of the countries with the largest CO2 emissions are members of the G7, the US among them. The agreement is significant because none of the G7 nations had been willing to consent to binding measures until now. In a related matter, the Netherlands courts have ruled that the plan of the Dutch administration to cut greenhouse gas emissions by only 14-17% by 2020 compared to 1990 levels does not meet legal requirements and that it should be 25%. The judgment was based on human rights laws. The plaintiff, Urgenda, argued that global warming of more than 2 degrees Celsius will lead to a violation of fundamental human rights worldwide. The European Union as a whole set a target reduction of 40% by 2030. Which brings us to ways to beat the summer heat. Take advantage of the cool evenings to cool off your entire house. Open windows and doors with screens to bring the inside temperature down. In the morning, close up your house and draw blinds and drapes so the house stays darker and therefore cooler. If you have Venetian blinds, make sure they're angled upwards when you close them. That way, light is reflected up and the direct rays of the sun are not let in. Set your thermostat to 78 degrees Fahrenheit when you are home and 85 degrees when you are away. Make sure your ceiling fan runs counterclockwise so the hot air is pulled up. Turn off any lights, electrical devices and electronics when they're not in use, because they all generate heat. One handy trick to cool down is to run a fan across a ball of ice. When you go to bed, choose cotton nightwear over nylon or silk. Stick sheets in the freezer for a few minutes before you go to bed. Use a cold water bottle. You can also hang a wet sheet in front of a window. It cools the room down. Sleep close to the floor because heat goes up, and drink 8 ounces of water before you go to bed. Don't wait until you're thirsty to drink. Don't rely upon thirst as an indicator of your need for water. It's not reliable in very high heat. Do not drink liquids that contain caffeine, alcohol, or large amounts of sugar, because these actually cause you to lose more body fluid. Also, avoid very cold drinks because they can cause stomach cramps. Pay attention to the warning signs of heat stroke. Red, hot, sweaty skin, cramps, lightheadedness, and fatigue will occur before heat stroke. If you see someone with these symptoms, call for an ambulance. While awaiting its arrival, get the victim out of the heat. Loosen or remove clothing, wrap the person in wet towels or wet clothing, and apply ice packs around the neck, the groin, under the arms and knees, where the blood flow is greatest and closest to the surface. And if a person seems mentally impaired, which is common in this kind of situation, do not try and make them drink. This is Dan Lout for the Weekly Green. Please post your comments and suggestions on the Weekly Green Facebook page. Thank you for listening, and on behalf of KXCI, have a happy Independence Day. And don't forget to cut those six-pack rings, because they might strangle some little animal.